dozens of volunteers have wrapped up an evening out in the cold on the streets of Lansing. Last night, the Volunteers of America conducted its annual point-in-time count, which tracks the homeless in our community, and current state's Kevin Lavery went with them. He's back now in studio, asked to talk about the experience. Pretty hot, inhospitable night to be out, Kevin.
Yes, although this was warmer than past years. I did this 5 years ago, and it was much colder. It has been a very long night, Mark, but a very rewarding one. It was very gratifying for me to see so many people out in the dark looking for people who are homeless. It's a real humanitarian mission that brings people together to help our citizens who feel that they've just lost hope. Fortunately, I was able to get out there before the freezing rain did.
The streets of downtown Lansing were dark and quiet at 10 o'clock Wednesday night, but inside the Volunteers of America headquarters on Larch Street, the place was awash with color and conversation. Dozens of people had gathered to help the VOA staff conduct its annual point-in-time count, a federally mandated inventory of the city's homeless population. VOA Executive Vice President Patrick Patterson welcomed his makeshift foot soldiers as we donned bright red and yellow safety vests.
Welcome all to the point in time count for 2015. It's a privilege to be amongst you. I know many of you personally, and I know your hearts and your long actions on behalf of the poor and the homeless. I really admire that. It's fun to be amongst family tonight. Thanks for being here.
We divided into teams of 3 to 5 people, each leader carrying a map and survey forms. I caught up with Michael Carl on his way out the door. He was wearing a black ball cap with the image of an angel stitched in striking steel blue.
Homeless Angels are a street outreach based here in Lansing. We also have a chapter in Detroit. We are trying to get the community to be involved by using innovative ideas and taking them on these street walks and letting them experience it firsthand.
Have you done the point in time count before?
Yes, this is my second year. Some of these guys that we have volunteering for us, this is their first year, but I think this is a very life-changing, once-in-a-lifetime experience.
How do you find yourself doing this? What motivates you to go out in the middle of the night in the cold to look for people who need help?
Because I've been here too. I've been cold and alone and homeless myself, so coming out here and giving back is wonderful.
By 11, it was time to mount up. Patrick Patterson led my team, whose members included Lance Herrera, a gentleman who himself was once homeless, VOA board member John Pirich and his daughter Allie, and John's fellow board member Briggs Sorber, the CEO of Two Men in a Truck. We hit the streets in Briggs' pickup. 5 men, 1 woman, and a truck. 11:15. We arrive at Oak Park off Pennsylvania in Saginaw.
Okay.
I'll go with them.
All right, you go with them.
I'm going to hang with you, Briggs.
All right, we're going to go this way. Get my flashlight.
Briggs Sorber and I pair up as we traverse the slick, frozen park. Flashlight in hand, our eyes scanning our surroundings in search of someone who might be there and in need of our help.
What I found is most people that we see out here are really not looking for help. But it's up to us to, in a non-threatening way, to show them that, you know what, we care. We got a hot meal for you. We got a clean bed for you. Shower, breakfast in the morning, and be on your way, you know. And a lot of people that are out here just don't feel that there's that kind of hope.
What goes through your mind as you're walking through this part of town at this time of night? And you've done this before.
I think about my kids. I think about the steps it takes for someone to be born in this world and the steps and the spiraling down to have somebody end up out here. And it breaks your heart when you think of your own kids as things spiral out of control, that somebody all of a sudden finds themselves homeless. If you really think about that, it's very, very tragic. And the only way to turn that around is, hey, how do we help them climb out of this hole and start to feel safe and become a member of society again? And that, again, is why I love the VOA, is because there is a step-by-step program to do that. Or to get somebody that's out here there's some mentally ill people out here that will never be able to maintain a lifestyle on their own, but there's programs in place to get them in, to keep them safe, keep them off the streets. And it's just making those connections to get people off the street.
We find nothing. We rendezvous with our group as I check the weather.
24 degrees, wind chill of 11. That's not too bad. It's not terribly cold, but the ice is supposed to get here a little later. Sometimes when it's not as cold, not as many people want to come in for a shelter. We'll see what happens tonight.
It's nearing midnight, and we decide to try our luck along a railroad track that runs beneath the I-496 overpass. Lance, Brig, John, and Allie press ahead. Patrick and I lag behind to chat. In the darkness, I've got one eye and one ear on him. The others are watching for a surprise freight train that thankfully never comes.
I guess I'd call this 496 overpasses over the railroad tracks. And there's four of us here. We're in our reflective vests. The you and I are behind them. The rest of the team's out front. And we are looking to scout all these areas. It's secluded. We've got a hole in the fence. We know from past history that folks might be down here. So we're reaching out, trying to make introductions, relationship, and I hope we can be of help if we find anybody.
The roaring cars above, the sharp crack of ice below, the dim half-light illuminating graffiti-scrawled concrete, it all makes me question why I'm not at home in bed right now. Then I remember, this place might be someone's bedroom, and that's why we're here. Not a soul to be found, not even footprints, save for our own. The fading snow makes it harder to find clues of habitation in this less than hospitable place. 12:30 a.m., another overpass a short distance away. Patrick Patterson scrambles up the embankment and calls me over.
What you got, Patrick?
A campsite, and it's fresh, right down to the Tupperware of half-eaten potato salad.
Got a pretty nicely made camp here. We're under the eastbound 496 overpass down by Euclid and the tracks. And we've got a discarded mattress. Obviously someone's been sleeping here recently. About 6-7 layers of old blankets and a couple pillows, a chair, old folding chair with cushions. We got a cooler, someone's refrigerator here, melted water, spoiled food most likely, all frozen stiff right now, it's cold.
John Pirich and daughter Allie come over to investigate. It's an eye-opener for all of us, especially John.
Unbelievable.
How many people have zoomed literally about 12 feet above our heads right now, John, and have no idea what's happening right beneath them?
Thousands a day. Thousands a day. And we're 10 feet below the interstate, and it's like we're 10,000 miles away from this. And that's a pretty sad comment. On the other hand, we got a lot of wonderful people who are working to try to make a difference in this community, and I think that's what speaks so wonderfully about this community.
By 1 o'clock, we've come back to the VOA office to see if any other teams have coaxed anyone to come to the shelter. While we're there, three men walk in, each bearded and cold, but not in terribly bad shape.
I'm gonna tell you something. Dude right here gave me his gloves, man. And I came in there cold. Thank you, man. Thank
Take care,
you
guys.
All.
As they turn to leave, I approach one man who had noticed my microphone and smiled. Always a good sign in my profession. Mr. Stephen Rapp is pleasantly forthcoming.
What happens after tonight? Now that you're here, hopefully you'll get warmed up a little bit, hopefully some food. What happens now?
I'm going to a friend's house. I'm going to a friend's house, and he's helped me out. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to drink a couple beers. So that's what I'm doing.
I got one more for you, Steve. What do you want your future to be?
Well, my future, I want to find a stable job where, you know, they don't have all them stiff rules like points and stuff like that, like I get messed up with. And I'm not going to mention a company that did it to me, but yeah, that's what I want. And I work side jobs too, so I do what I can to survive.
I wish Stephen good luck and he disappears around the corner, heading for the shelter next door. For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.